Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What up,
though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me on this Thursday as we preview UVA versus UNC, man. The South oldest rivalry, man. Only, whether it's Minnesota and Wisconsin, with that Paul Bunyan little axe. So, that's, we just going to say it's the oldest South, oldest rivalry in the South. Like, we got the best rivalry, you know what I'm saying? Before we get started, man, this podcast is sponsored by Abra Insurance. Go to Abra Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Abra Insurance. Tell them the Ball Hawk sent you, man. You don't need no big conglomerates. Go to a neighbor. Let's go to a customer-friendly policy, man. Affordable, personable folks that take care of you. You know what I'm saying? So, go check out Abra Insurance because the Ball Hawk told you so. Yeah, man, I was thinking about, like, what song do I want to, like, get me amped up? You know what I'm saying? I got a couple options, man. Before we start this, you know, we got to get our mind right. At first, I wanted to play this. At first, I wanted to ride to this, you know. Ride. Yeah, it's the edited version. Ride. Yeah. Bounce with me. Bounce. We're playing North Carolina this week, man. Yeah. What? Notorious. Thugs, just nothing but the thugs. Yeah. Then I thought about. Then I thought about playing this.
It's the Ten Commandments.
What? That's how we ride into Carolina.
Man, can't tell me nothing about this.
They can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me nothing about this. This is my husband. This.
Yeah.
You're on the corner. I ain't forget you.
Four, five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've been in this game for years. Animal is rules to this. I bought me a manual. Okay, I said bought. I messed it up. Now I got to stop it. All right, man. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, man. If it's your first time listening up, hopefully I ain't scare you off. I like to, you know, implement music to get you going because we about to have some fun with this preview because we playing against an explosive team that lost their first game, Virginia Tech, which Blacksburg is not an easy place to win. We ain't won that since 1998. But they high powered. Got one of the best quarterbacks in the entire country in Sam Howell. He lost his four top offensive weapons to the NFL. They were so special that the guys that they have look pedestrian, but they're actually good players. I was impressed by them on film. I definitely was, man. If Virginia Tech did a hell of a job their first game defending them, taking away the explosive plays. They did score on one explosive play, the quick smoke screen to number 11, Josh Downs. But other than that, you know, Sam Howell, for as great as he is throwing the ball down the field, he has a tendency of holding onto the ball and losing the ball. He will turn the ball over quite a few times or in timely situations. And anytime you can turn North Carolina over, you have to take advantage and you have to score off that because their offense is so high power. So let's look at the team comparison when it comes to stats, okay? Here we go. UVA is 2-0. UNC is 1-1. UVA has scored 85 team points. UNC has scored 69 team points. That's 42.5 points a game for the Hoos, 34.5 points for UNC. First downs, the Wahoos have 53. UNC has 46. Rushing yards, 339 for UVA, 247 for UNC. 65 attempts for UVA, 70 attempts for UNC. UVA is averaging 5.2 yards per rush, while UNC is averaging 5.0 yards per rush. Average yards a game running the football, UVA 169.5, UNC 173.3. Passing yards, UVA 762, UNC 614. UVA has attempted 72 throws to UNC 64 throws. So UNC has actually ran the ball more than they have passed this year, but quarterback scrambles do factor in. And Sam Howell has been taking off as he is the leading rusher for Carolina. He's coming off of a 100 rush game versus Georgia State last week. Had two big-time runs. So he's getting more involved. And he's actually more mobile than what I thought he was. So salute to Sam Howell for, you know, continue to add more weapons to the repertoire. So one thing that jumped out to me, it's third down conversion percentage for UNC's offense. They're only converting 35%. They are 7 of 20 on third down this year. So that's something that the Wahoos worked on and proven on. And they have, you could probably hear me going through both stats, trying to get y'all like the real deal numbers. Opponents' third down conversions this year versus the Hoos is 29%. And the Hoos have been converting 43% of the time. To me, third down is very important. That was our Achilles heel last year. We've been doing better this year. We've been doing better in coverage. And since I'm talking about coverage, let's go ahead. What I'm going to get on instrument? I'm going to play some G-Thing. So, no, you know, I don't need no music. No. I'm going to put some background music. I don't like the dead air. So, you know, going into North Carolina, our offense is red hot. Defensively, they're going to play man-to-man. They got a very good young corner in Tony Grimes. Salute to Tony Grimes and his pops. I know a lot of y'all don't care for his pops on Twitter, but, you know, You can't fault a man for truly supporting his kid and then wanting the best for kids. So salute the OG. But on defense, man, I think they move very well. They move well. They get to the football. Just all about finishing. You can beat them over the top. I feel like you got to attack their safeties. Their safeties' eyes can be undisciplined at times. Both corners are solid. You know what I'm saying? Both corners are definitely solid. I know they rotate between McMichael and Duck. I don't know if one of them hurt it or not, but Tony Grimes, he's the real deal. He's legit. Pacing at the line of scrimmage, fluid hips. He uses his hands well. Good ball skills. We got a lot of weapons we could throw at him. I'm definitely looking forward to a matchup between Grimes and Wicks. That's a future NFL matchup. Both of those guys have NFL potential. But, you know, you got Henry also, who can fly. I don't think Grimes will be lined up on Billy Kemp that much because Kemp is in the slot a lot. But we all know the elephant in the room is How do you stop Jelani single old Woods? Those linebackers got to make a choice. Now, this is where I hope Dr. Bob really start implementing more inside zone runs or just dives or traps, because with Jelani lined up, whether he split on the three-point stance, them backers can't really come up aggressive. Like, you're going to get some type of solo guard. He is a weapon in which you can't play too safety high. He's just too big. If you make accurate throws, he's going to eat you alive. You got to come down and you got to try to put some paws on him. You know, if UVA spreads North Carolina out and execute well, that's any offense execute well, but I feel like they could spread UNC out. They could put points up on them by attacking the middle of the field. It don't matter who at corner, you got to go at any and everybody. So Grimes got to get that work. You got to see if he legit or not, because you got to see if Wick's legit or if Henry legit. Like, now, don't get me wrong, you just don't force it to him just for the hell of it, but hey, we run double moves. Our dudes got scholarships too. You don't fear nobody. Nobody butty. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how our offense consistently attacks their defense. Because I'm not worried about the scoring drives. I'm worried about, can we keep it going? Like, will we just throw something cute out there, or will we continue to go with what's working? Like, now we're playing a team that's good, right? Because folks will admit this is a good ball club that we're facing. So this ain't the time, in the words of the fan, this ain't the time to get cute, coach. This ain't the time. You know what I'm saying? But definitely want to be balanced. I think we are balanced. You know, what I broke down these numbers and UVA fans group on Facebook, but by the numbers, we are a balanced offense. By the numbers, because everybody love numbers, right? Right. 65 rushes as a team, 72 passes as a team. That's balanced. We may not like the untraditional ways of running the football. We may not believe that the untraditional way of football can be sustained and help us win the Coastal and be very successful. But there is a lot of non-belief until you make folks a believer. So if you truly believe in your philosophy, you got to stick to it. Because like I always say, I'd rather get killed being myself than be successful with something I can't and I ain't, because I can't keep it up. If that makes sense. It made sense why I said it. But what I'm saying is this, man. I do want Wayne Tyler Pop and them backs to definitely be showcased and show their talent, because they work hard just like the next person. I definitely want to see Oluwatimi and Glazier and Joe and them boys really get nasty and put people face in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? That would be great. You definitely got to be balanced, because even if you are successful versus UNC through the air, right, and you're scoring points, you're not really taking the clock away from them. Because they live, and I'm going to talk about their offense in a few. They live for the shootouts. They're built for shootouts. Virginia Tech game showed y'all they don't like to play ugly. They got on powdered blue. They got on Jordans. You know people don't like to get Jordans dirty? They don't want a dirty down physical game. Not saying y'all not physical, UNC. Petty Hawk is about to come out. I'm not saying y'all not physical. I'm just saying if you had a choice, you would rather be NASCAR real fast. You don't want the real Talladega Nights type of NASCAR driving. You don't want people ramming you into the sidewall. Look at you. What's wrong with your dough? You can't get out, huh? And that helps me kind of transition to the defense, right? So apparently there was some bulletin board material. I'm using air quotation marks. Some bulletin board material, apparently. Because Mandy Alonso shared how he motivates himself when he's approaching this game. How he felt, right? this is where it's tough to be an athlete. And I always tell folks, you can't have it both ways. If an athlete come up down their little press conference during the week and give y'all these PC, yeah, we know, we respect our opponent. You know, we just focus on one game at a time. We're going to go in there. We're going to work hard. We're going to pay attention to our keys. Y'all be like, oh my gosh, are you not confident? You sound scared. Like somebody say, so you think you're going to win? You know, I don't want to, you know, just jump out there, but we are confident. Like when people say, oh, they don't sound confident, Ball Hawk. I don't know. They asked them point blank. It's yes or no. Are you confident or not? So then Mandy come out and say, yo, they want to be physical, but they know we physical and we feel like we can out physical them longer. They're going to come out swinging. That's fine. We just got to sustain the swings that they throw and realize we're going to be here all night. And by the fourth quarter, we done showed them we're going to be here as a parent to the win streak that we got on them. Like, they know we're going to be here. Now, let me tell you something. If getting your... I had to catch myself. If you lost to somebody 4 years in a row, and you get your game notes as a player, because I got game notes, North Carolina game notes right here, Virginia game notes. North Carolina game notes. That's Virginia. So I'm going to go to North Carolina. North Carolina game notes. Right under their stadium and the time that we play, it says series versus Virginia. North Carolina leads 64-57-4. Then it says series streak. Virginia 1-4. Last meeting, 2020, loss, 41-44. Last UNC win, 2016. That's your damn bulletin board material, your motivation right there. It don't take no dude that I'm about to play against saying something that's true to motivate me even more. Are you serious? Do you really think, respectfully, you really think Virginia Tech knowing we won in 1998, them talking trash about us not winning down there since 1998 is going to motivate us even more? Like, getting your high pops whooped since 98 down there ain't enough motivation. If y'all truly believe in your non-competitive life that this is bulletin board. Now, you know what? Petty Hawk came out. Let me stop. That wasn't nice. That wasn't nice. What I'm trying to convey to you guys is we can make anything bulletin board material. We can make anything seem like, ooh, you're overconfident. Ooh, you need to be humble. We look for ways because media, which I am in, we got to sell the fight, right? How can I move units on my site, on my Twitter, my Instagram? How can I get more views on an article I wrote? Ooh, let me spice this up. I'm seeing all these North Carolina dudes, they're getting Chris Long. They're getting all these guys interviewing. Chris Long said it straight up. Yeah, I may not well have said it, but shoot, he was telling the truth. Like when people say, hey, Ball Hawk, would you have said something like that? Hell no, because Coach is like, Christ, he can't do any more interviews. Hawkins, stop talking like that. Because Coach was paranoid of adding fuel to the fire. When I'm like, I'm a firefighter. I got a water hose, Jack. I'm going to put more fire on it. It's going to be my pleasure to serve them all to shut the hell up juice. It's a game, man. We coming to compete. I don't want to, oh, let me not piss them off. Man, please. Let me tell you something, sucker. I ain't playing, so I can say what I want, right? If somebody want to take something I said as motivation against UVA, then you just looking for something. I don't even play. I shouldn't motivate you. You should wake up motivated. You should wake up when you go in the locker room ready to kick somebody hind parts. I'm motivated when I get on the plane. I'm motivated when I eat my damn snack before that. I'm motivated when I wake up and I got to watch everybody else play. I'm motivated reading this article and don't say nothing about what I've been doing this year. I'm motivated. Everything but in the board material. Everything. So we not going to do this to Mandy, bro. We not going to do this to him, bro. That's some BSSSSSSSS. But if you think it's bulletin board material, more power to you. Respectfully, more power to you. You fine. That's cool. If you in UNC and you are offensive lineman and what Manny said going to make you focus even more, cool. How long is it going to last, though? You mean to tell me you're going to be thinking about this quote all game? That joint going to last one series, Jack. bulletin board material lasts about 1-2 series tops. By then, you worried about the adjustments you're going to make. Huh? But defensively, secondary, it's the time now. We are here. This is the time because Dynamite Brown is what I call him. Dynamite Brown, he don't live here anymore. I don't even know if I want to say thank you. You know what? Thank you to the man upstairs because I don't want to. See, that Christ, you're superstitious. Don't say it. Okay, coach, I ain't going to say it. Rest in peace. That man named Dynamite Brown, let me read you what he did to us the last two times we played them. This is ridiculous. This is John Madden football stats. The last time we played Dynamite Brown as a receiver for North Carolina, the two games he played against us in 2019 and 2020, that man has 17 catches, 442 yards, and 6 touchdowns. I ain't even had that in my career playing receiver here, I don't think. I don't even think I had that many yards and touchdown catches in my career here. He had that in two games in his career versus one team. He not here, but Josh Downs is here. I like Josh Downs. He's an issue when you put him in the slot. But to break down UNC's offense, here we go, man, because we got like 5 minutes. I don't want to get too long with it. I don't want this to be too long with it. UNC's offense, man, they spread you out. Three and four wide receivers. Sometimes they have an ace back slash tight end. Sometimes they go two backs. But their main thing is this. They want to count. If they got you outnumbered, they'll run the ball. If you got them outnumbered, they're going to pass the ball. And they're going to use an inside zone fake to hold the linebackers, to get the eyes. Because sometimes it seems like it could be a read to where it's a call zone. But since you could go 2 yards up the field, the receivers are running a route. And if a backer triggers and Howell feels like it'll be a negative, he'll pull it and throw a quick arrow route, quick burst, a slant route. Sorry, slant route. I call it a burst. Arrow is going out. Burst is going in. It's not really a slant because you don't go 3 yards up the field. You just kind of hesitate off the line, then burst at an angle going to the inside. But I will say this, man, like Anthony Johnson, man, welcome to the island life because they're going to ISO you, bro. If you got the running back to your side and it's one receiver to your side, don't look back. They coming at you. They going to ice on you. They're going to run that zone action away from that one receiver. He going to pull it, and they either run a slant or they going to run a gizzo. And the majority of the time, they want the go. They want shots. Shot, 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 shots. They live off shots. What's the stat out? Shout out to my man, Chris Wright from the Sabre. Because I was about to track this, and they did already. They did it before. When I read the article, they already did it. North Carolina has scored 8 offensive touchdowns this season, and 6 of those scores have come on big plays of 22 yards or more. That's what we call explosive plays. In 2019, Howell tossed touchdown passes of 34, 42, 47, and 50 yards versus UVA. But we happened to win because Charles Snowden had 3 straight sacks, and then he had a strip sack, and then we had a fake punt. We had that extra possession. It was like playing arena football. So you got to eliminate the big plays. But that's easier said than done because he has become a big play running the football. Even versus Tech, he got out and had, you know, double-digit rushing attempts. This last game versus Georgia State, good God, that man looked like Lamar Jackson. This is a difficult offense to figure out because you have to play them honest. You got to show that you could get home with 4 guys. You got to run some type of games, which we ran versus Illinois. We perfected that Noah Taylor at the X linebacker. X linebacker means he lines up in different spots, and he basically switches responsibilities with a linebacker. That's what I feel like. I feel like he could just touch a linebacker like, yo, I'm going to be you. You go out there and do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Hunter, you was about to rush? Nah, I'm rushing. Stay right there. Do what I was supposed to do. I'm switching. That X mean he probably switched. He could just switch responsibility. Play with instinct. Cause sometimes Noah will rush and realize that how they set on him, he might not get home. And then he backs out and he plays a little under routes. I call them mesh routes, where they got those drag routes. The old school is drag, but we call them mesh now because it's usually two meshing across each other, and it's usually a level route over top of it that really puts linebackers in the bind. But yeah, man, you got to demonstrate that you can get to Sam. And I will say this. Sam will hold the ball to try to take a chunk play. But if you get home, you got to finish. You can't get home and he get out the pocket. Because I'm going to be like, oh, hell no. The secondary, run, Chico, run. They want the big play. You got to eliminate the big play. So here are my keys, because it's almost 30 minutes and I don't want the preview to be super long. Here's my keys to the game. All right. Stops. Defense, you got to get timely stops. With any stop or turnover, offense, you got to score. This is going to be another shootout. This is what they're gearing up to make it. They're going to want chunk plays. Can you make them methodically move the ball down the field and then bow up in the red zone? You know, they had, 11 drives versus Virginia Tech and scored once, and that was from, 30 yards out on a little smoke screen. Like, they are very dynamic in the way that they draw up plays to identify matchups. So, you got to be very sound, and you got to understand your techniques, corners. Like, if you inside shade, stay inside shade. You anchor that inside leg. You shoot with that outside arm with the foot underneath you. You get that lift up, and once you hit with that first hand, you replace with that. So you hit with the outside, replace with the inside, and then you steer them. But you got to be quick. Pop, pop. It ain't no just, No. When you there, you have your hands, you might sway. Whatever you got to do to get in your little rhythm for your hands to be ready, and they can't see what I'm doing right now. But when you playing press, because you're going to have to play some press, you can't really play off versus receivers a lot, because you got to play blitz technique. You got to play inside leverage, because you got to take away that slant. If you saw the receiver and you head up, they're going to get you. That slant is going to kill you because the window is too big, because the outside backer has to step down for the zone read look. Because if he doesn't, then Sam could pull it and he could take off. We're putting a lot of stress on the end if the backer is not there. So the outside backer is going to have to slide down. Unless we have four up, then it's a little different. I will say this. If you're to the wide side of the field and you're the backer, and you feel yourself getting, you know, sucked in too much, get your hands up. At least by that, you could take away that right now and throw for the slant. But if you soloed and you a corner, this game, they coming after you. There is no secret. They are coming after you. Trust me. If you look to the inside and they ain't gonna slot receiver magically disappear with a motion, yeah, you the mark. They coming after you. They don't care who you are. But Anthony, I'm gonna tell you this, just looking at North Carolina past years versus us, they come after the boundary corner. Looking at the Georgia State, was it Georgia State that they play? I wanna make sure I'm saying their name right. Yeah, Georgia State. They go after the guy in the boundary. And they're back shoulder you too. So that means if you're at the line of scrimmage, like Tony Covenant said, choke him out. Why are you up there just to shuffle and run? Choke him out. Don't open the gate. Open the gate meaning don't drop that outside foot and just let them run straight. You got to shuffle. Make them run the hoop around you. And then once they run the hoop around you, don't open the gate still. Now you angle shuffle, flip the hip. Because that will allow you in two steps to now close in on the inside hip. And once you close the hip, Gucci man, don't push them no more. Pin it and look to win it. Because once you pin it, they're going to think they could throw back shoulder. But if you pin it just right, you won't hear. You can hold their hand. The refs don't look below the waist. They usually look for pass interference to be chest high. So if you pin that hip, you can either keep hitting their thigh in relation to your outside leg going forward. So as your outside leg lifts up, you bring that inside arm and you punch their inside thigh. Make sure you got your inside hand is a closed fist. So as you run, you punch them in their quad hard. You running it. They don't know. As long as you running and looking back, you can punch them in their quad hard. And then if you feel their hand kind of come up with force, you lock that wrist. And when you lock it, you pin it and you bring them to you and you lean into him and he can't see. He not going to look at that hand. He looking at the hand that's going up for the ball. He don't even realize you got his other hand pent. I mean, grab it hard. But you got to pull it down. And you got to really put your inside shoulder into his inside shoulder real hard. You pin it to where he can't see it. I'm giving out too many cheats right now. Hey, yo, Nick, remember when I told you last game, bro, don't get caught up in the run game. As a free safety, it's very imperative this game for you to make sure you take the proper drop. Play action, back up. Let the front seven deal with the run. This game, take away the explosive pass plays. You got to keep everything in front of you. Sam is not a patient quarterback. He wants the chunks. He wants to get the hell off the field and celebrate. Their offense wants to get the hell off the field and celebrate. So that's what we have to do defensively, man. You got to be sound. DBs, you got to understand you're going to be on that island. We can't play with so much zone versus this because they got zone beater routes that could really chunk us. So we're going to have to play some man. And when you rushing Sam, get in his vision. Mandy, get home. Famui, get home. Carter, get home. This is why I think Nick Jackson would really come out to play yay yay on that A-Dog stunt. On the A-Gaps. Hunter Stewart. Noah, Elliott. You boys are very important to the guys in the back. Because that's a tough offensive scheme to try to cover for four quarters, bro. Virginia Tech, they did good. Their DBs, they did a good job. They were sound in their technique, but they also had some help with some errant throws and D-linemen getting home. But their DBs, for the most part, they played, man, they did a good job. They did. They definitely did. You got to give, you know, you tip your hat to folks, man. I'm a football purist, and just looking at the technique that those DBs was using, their feet, their leverage, they played it well. And then when they were beat, some bad throws, overthrows. So you got to be fortunate as well. So that's all I got for y'all, man. It's going to come down to stops, timely stops. Timely stops in offense, you got to score. I tell you this. First four series, I need a touchdown. Every series, the first four, I need 28 straight. I think you come out, you put 28 straight points up, whether you get a stop every time or one. You get two stops and you get up 28-14. They're going to start throwing. Just like they did last year. They're going to start. Even though we kind of bottled up their run game, they had one big rush by number eight. But the fact that we kept scoring and we got them early stops and we got that lead, it's important to get a lead versus this type of offense because they are explosive, bro. Like, schematically, how they draw their plays up. I'm not talking about the athlete, just how it's drawn up. It's built for chunk plays. So that's all I got, man. That's, 32 minutes. All right, man. Good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Hopefully, I won't talk in too fast and giving too much information. But it's like arena football game, man. Timely stops. Score, score, score. Timely stops. Score, score, score. Can't leave out any empty possessions. Keep them honest. Use your backs in any way that you want. Use Keaton in any way that you want. If you bring Ira in, show that he could throw the ball. Show that he would run straight versus to the outside. But we don't need a gadget play when we flowing, coach. This your boy. You know me. I'm your boy. I ain't gonna never steal you wrong, coach. Don't do nothing cute when you already got the girl, okay? You already got the date. You don't need to show off. You don't need to show her your new moves. She came on a date with you already. You got her. Why you showing off? That's the logic you got to have, man. So, all right, man. Wearing them icy whites, too. Salute. Hopefully, we come out victorious. Mandy Alonzo, I'm with you, brother. I don't think that was bulletin board material. I just think you were just sharing your mindset, man. And as somebody in the media, I appreciate it. But, I mean, you stand on your 10. It is what it is. Ain't the end of the world. So, That's all I got for y'all. What should I ride out with? What, you know what? I'm going to ride out with an old school jam for all my old players from the Himalayas. I got something for y'all. Y'all want to hear this? Watch this. Hold on, let me cut that off. For all my old players, since it's the oldest rivalry in the South, I got something for you, baby. Here you go. Oh, no, that ain't it. Here we go. Here we go. This is for all my old players right here. Yeah, this is how we riding out the Ball Hawk Show. Until next time, man. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share. Go to AmonHawkins.com. New walkthrough episodes are available. We just dropped the Noah Taylor one. Make sure you go back to that Brendan Armstrong one and all the ones from the years past. We're in year 4. Season 4. Yeah. I'm getting my smooth operato voice on. But y'all know how we do. Ah, it's the Ball Hawk Show, baby. Ride out to that old school. Leon Haywood, man, come and get yourself some, ain't?
Morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.